Something happened on the day he died. Spirit rose a meter and stepped aside. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried. I'm a black star. I'm a black star. How many times does an angel fall? How many people lie instead of talking tall? He trod the sacred ground. He cried loud into the crowd.
That was David Bowie with Black Star off of his final album, Black Star. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. My name is Zach Going, and I'm joined here by Sean Freeman.
Hello, hello. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's Sean Freeman right there. You are listening to CCD, or I guess since none of my normal co-hosts are here, I can name the show whatever I want, and it's going to be the Astro Hour again,
yeah,
because it
Astro
is a great
Hour.
Title. Love it. I love the Astro Hour. We are currently waiting for our third host, as usual, but I guess while we're waiting for Chris, I'll explain what we're doing today. We're playing everything off vinyl today, because I went home and got my vinyl collection. Speaking of which, let's stop the last record. Sean, distract them while I do another record.
In recent news, the turkey toss happened yesterday, and I think Everett won this year. Something like that, held at Assembly.
What is the turkey toss?
You've never heard of the turkey toss?
No.
Really?
Well, people would like go to it in high school, but I don't really know what it is.
So I don't know if it's only this region either, but Kiss 108, like Maddie in the Morning,
he
goes down and they have a bunch of frozen turkeys, and it's a competition between high schools. You get two teammates to go, and you try to toss a turkey the farthest. You have to catch it for it to count. The usual method is to throw it over, like you would stand to your back towards your teammate and throw it up and over your head, because that seems to be the most efficient way to do it, and launch the turkey to your teammate and he'll try to catch it. And I don't know, I guess it's just an excuse to miss like the first hour of school.
I feel like this is a little stupid and a waste of lots of food. So.
Yeah. Is that Assembly Square this year? Usually it's at the Middle Glen Mall.
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't it usually?
Yeah, I know. Like, there's all construction.
I didn't exactly know what it was, but I knew that it
it was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
What are you gonna do? Yep. We should really plan out some banter. I'm gonna go open the door for Chris, and while I'm doing that, I'm gonna put on this Jack White 45 because half of my vinyl collection is Jack White stuff. So nice. We're actually gonna be hearing a lot of that today, I think.
What are you holding right now? What is that?
That's a 45 adapter because this is off of a 45.
Oh wow, yeah. That's interesting. I was wondering what it was. I thought it was like a collector's item, maybe like a special.
I mean, it is also that.
Yeah,
but. For some reason, 45s have a bigger hole. For, I guess, no reason other than to sell 45 adapters.
Yeah. It's, that's it. That's to boost the 45 adapter industry. Conspiracy.
And here is Jack White with Nothing Sweeter Than Rita Blues. Wasn't that lovely? And we're back to the Astro Hour, where we now have a real guest. Chris, introduce yourself.
Hi.
That was a good introduction.
Yeah, really clever.
I'm Chris.
Oh, boy.
One of these shows.
It's Thanksgiving. Why am I up this early?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, it is.
I don't really know why I'm up this early either. Personally.
Is this your normal time?
Yeah, it is my normal time. Yeah.
I'm just excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm also excited to be here.
I am as well.
It's fun. This is a good time.
A nice little reunion of the greatest summer radio show ever.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, definitely. For those of you listening, we had this... We didn't have this slot. Was it Wednesdays that I had?
We had it Fridays at 10 a.m.
Fridays at 10 a.m.
That's not right. Bad.
That was a good slot,
I would give a lot for Fridays at 10 a.m. now.
Yeah. Thursdays at 7 seem a little...
It's a little much, personally. But,
Yeah.
We'll see what happens next semester.
Woo!
Yeah.
Next and during December, I'll see. I'm going to try to get a winter show. Although, nice. I think that's just, like, continuing from the old show.
That's cool.
So it might still be this time slot, which will suck, but what are you going to do?
It is what it is.
Yeah. Anyone got any cool news stories?
I'm not sure. Did you get a haircut?
I got them all cut.
Oh heyo. Wow.
Jokester.
For those of you missing the visual aid, Chris got a haircut.
Yeah, for those of you not getting the live studio feed from all the cameras in here, I got a haircut.
Live studio feed.
Yeah.
We should have that. We should set up
Yeah, we should set up a bunch of cameras somewhere. In here just yeah. because we'll get so many viewers.
Yeah, I mean, just think, if we had like half the viewers listening right now,
we'd
like,
have one.
It could crash our systems.
Actually, wait, let's see how many we do have. Oh, I'm so sorry to the 6 listeners out there. Seven listeners out there.
All of them.
Person who just all of joined
them
us.
Are
this,
all of them are the radios in the halls.
In the hallways, probably, yeah. No, usually, sometimes it goes down to 3.
And Zach's parents. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Going.
Yeah. Nice Hello. Human beings.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
It's an interesting vinyl. It's see-through. That's
yes,
really cool.
My next vinyl is red translucent vinyl off of the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. We're going to try to figure out what to play off that.
Well, man, if I knew we were doing only vinyl, I would have brought all of my 0 vinyls.
That's why we didn't tell you.
Oh. Yeah.
That's exactly what we didn't tell you.
Yeah. So how do you say you want to play a song in the middle of a vinyl album? Is there, how do you know?
Count in. You count it. So there's, so there's a small notch in between each track.
Okay, I never knew that.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
No, you have to listen all the way through.
I wasn't sure if you did that or you just kind of guessed like, shoop.
Yeah, like, whatever. Yeah, luckily all I'm choosing though are songs on either, that are either the first track on side A or side B. So we'll see what happens. Let's play another song, and in the meantime, we'll scour the news stories, and we'll try to...
What are you talking about? We have this all planned out. We have a formal list here that we know what we're talking about.
I was listening to this interview with Rachel Maddow a couple months ago, where she was talking about how her radio show in Western Mass, that was like her first like radio show, she would script the entire thing.
Wow.
Like every word that was said before she went on air.
Nerd alert.
I'm like, wow, man. Like, I could not put any effort into that.
You know, that
maybe
would just...
if I was like being paid for this and like had like a serious talk radio show.
Yeah. Zach, we talked about the 5 words that describe college radio. Dead air. Dead air.
I dig it.
But that's just not what the Astro Hour is. It's got to be free-flowing thoughts.
That's very true.
Yes.
We'll do segments later.
Can we power rank, like, sides of the Thanksgiving dinner? Because that sounds like a great topic today.
Ugh, maybe.
Number
Vox,
one.
Vox.com did that yesterday.
Well, Vox.com can go do something that I can't say on the radio.
I'm going to put on It's Getting Boring by the Sea by the Blood Red Shoes off of the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack right now.
Cool.
Distract them.
Distractions.
Let's go sit down, Chinese.
And we're back. Wasn't that a great song? Again, I don't really know how to do multiple tracks on vinyl back to back because I don't know how to use the DJ mix yet. So we're just going to do one at a time and talk in between.
Yes, because nothing is better than hearing us talk more.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Giving the people what they want.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Our banter is what the readers at home come towards. All six of them. or seven. I can't really tell. I know some of those are definitely just like buildings in on campus that have.
That are forced to listen to.
Yeah. We're going to drop down to five.
These poor people trying to study.
See, they didn't want it. They don't
want like the banter.
Us. They don't like us.
They don't
us.
Want the banter. Well, too bad. You're going to get the banter. I don't even know if that's what this is.
I don't know.
So, both of you, I gave you a challenge at the few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. To find some interesting thing for us to talk about. Sean, what's the interesting thing that you found?
I noticed how, I don't know if silly is the right word for it, but playfully honest the school is with directions and such things. For example, like when I was looking over here, do you have a little sign that says, broken board, frozen, do not panic, move to Studio C, directions in the, oh bleep, it broke booklet atop of CD1 and alert the oops department. But I think that says ops now.
It is ops.
I thought it was oops and I found it amazing.
That would be very interesting if we had an oops department.
I was very amused by the fact that there may or may not be an oops department.
In the corner, a little bit has been ripped out and someone has written, and no eating the signs. So that's on top of it.
People have definitely eaten the signs. No, we've got very we've got very strict rules in this station for very specific reasons.
Conduct. No.
Yeah, like it's very very specific things, and it's also like I like how the signs have a conversation with you almost, like the want to keep having nice things, no food or drink anywhere in Studio A, no water, no soda, no gum. Seriously. The executive board, because like at first I was, when I first read through it, I was like yeah, and then it goes seriously, as if it knew exactly what I thought, and I was like, oh, you know, it's just, you know, the little things.
I do love the little things.
Yep.
And Chris, what about you? What interesting thing did you figure out?
Are cell phones a health risk? Ask CNN. I don't know.
Sure, maybe. Chris. I don't know.
How friendships make you healthier?
How do friendships make you healthier?
Well, let's read the article and find out.
No, you were supposed to have already read the article.
Well, it's sponsored content, so it just takes me to a different website where they get paid.
Oh, sponsored content is like,
the worst.
Actually terrible.
Oh, it's the worst. You know it's also the worst? BuzzFeed.
Yeah. Well, so you know the other BuzzFeed clickhole?
Oh,
Well, I realized like the other day that Clickhole was an offshoot of The Onion meant to make fun of sites like BuzzFeed, which makes me love it so much more.
All the like clickbait and like their, if your job is to just make a list, like,
yeah,
you're not.
That's not an article.
No, it's not an article.
Listicles is like the death of journalism.
Yes.
Like
and,
I fully
and
believe
we
that.
Being Big J journalists over here,
mm-hmm.
and our hour long radio college radio show. That we meet occasionally.
Yeah. Like I say our.
Our?
Yes, our.
Our.
We are, you are nothing.
Our college radio show.
You are nothing without Sean and I.
As if Zach weren't here, me and you would still come in and do the show.
Hey.
Like.
No one is saying no. I have not heard.
Tufts is.
I haven't heard them say it yet.
Have you tried to get in without Zach?
That's true. I would.
It's a big no.
Well, I haven't tried.
Yeah, you did. You probably tried.
I guarantee you tried to open the
when
door.
When I went to open the door for you earlier, I would assume that you at least held onto
I had
the door
not,
handle.
I actually texted you, I'm outside, just as I pulled up.
And then
so I had to walk.
Then you refused to touch the door handle. You had to stop yourself from touching the
I'm
door
too handle. Much of a star to touch the door handle.
Wow.
Ugh, we got a diva
right
here.
To his head.
But yeah, BuzzFeed's terrible. If your job is to make a list, it's mostly pictures, and you don't do
anything.
Yeah,
it really is mostly pictures.
Is this our ad hominem, or whatever it was? BuzzFeed employees.
Ad hominem, yes.
So,
if you're out there,
we have a history of calling out Howie Carr on the show. I am calling out BuzzFeed. Everyone at BuzzFeed, if you're listening to this,
come on the show.
Is there an editor for BuzzFeed, or
if,
is that
if they are, if there is,
they just let
they
them
are
spit
terrible.
Out whatever they want.
I think it might no actually editor. Just be like a rabbit, and they're like,
I think
Mr. Fluffus, can we put this to the net? Doesn't say anything.
Mr. Rutabaga.
Mr. Rutabaga.
Rutabaga Rabinowitz.
For those of you who don't know that, that's a reference to BoJack Horseman.
Love it. Love it. So good. I was actually just watching BoJack earlier today.
I was watching The Office. I'm on season 9, episode 20.
Are you rewatching The Office, or are you watching The Office?
I've been rewatching The Office. I've seen The Office. I saw it when it first aired.
Oh, okay.
I was in middle school when The Office started, and I watched it through there, and I decided to rewatch it, and
it's amazing.
It's great.
It's a fantastic show.
When Michael leaves, it's one of the saddest moments, and then season 8 is kind of dull. And then season 9 kind of gets good. Robert California is not someone I love.
Season 8, I'm not a fan of at all. But season 9, I feel like, really brings the series home.
Oh, yeah. The whole so well. The whole Jim and Pam story where they're kind of
it's great.
Struggling in their relationship because Jim's working in Philly and Pam just likes the life in Scranton.
It's a show that should have ended at season 7. But because they didn't, I think season 9 was like the best possible ending other than ending at the end of season 7.
Yeah. You Unlike know? Scrubs, who shouldn't have had a season 9. Season 8 was perfect. The ending.
I never watched Scrubs.
What?
I probably should have. I don't really know what it's... Is it on Netflix?
It is.
That's a lot of like effort, though. I'm just finishing up West Wing now, and that's like taking up a lot of my emotional energy. Especially over the past 2 weeks, given recent events, I was like, I need to believe in democracy again. So
yeah.
So I was in the middle of season 5 of The West Wing, and I just kind of like sat down and I was like, I'm going to finish this. And now I'm one episode away from it being over, and I'm kind of like prolonging watching the last
one. I'm like 5 episodes away from the finale of The Office, mm-hmm. and I binge watch so many that I'm just trying to take it so I can enjoy the finale coming up.
But yeah. There's this video that of the table read of the finale that the cast does on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and the cold open, I just saw this the other day, the cold open from the first episode, or from the last episode, excuse me, got cut, and it was Jim's final prank on Dwight.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Is it like a Vox article or something like that?
Yeah, I think it was probably some clickbaity article.
Yeah, it's like advertised on Facebook.
But it was... Jim was trying to convince Dwight that they lived in the Matrix.
Yeah.
And so it like starts out with just like a cat passing by his office twice to signal that like something's wrong with the Matrix. And then like a thing pops up on his computer that's like, have you ever questioned the nature of your reality? You know, and like talking like that. And then Aaron comes in and hands him a phone, and he like picks up the phone. And it's like Hank, the security guard, on the other side of the phone being like, duck behind your desk. And he ducks behind and he peeks towards reception. And there are two men in suits at reception, like wearing sunglasses. And they all look like Agent Smith. And he runs to the warehouse. And at the warehouse, Hank is dressed as Morpheus. And he explains how the Matrix movie was a plot by him and the other freedom fighters to try to hint at other people. Hint to people that the nature of our reality was false, and
then, why was this
then
cut?
the machines fired back with two other programs, The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolutions, to convince people that we weren't actually.
Oh my god!
Why was this cut?
It's amazing.
I don't know.
You know what?
And it has a sweet ending too. So Dorpheus, offers him the blue pill and the red pill, and he's like, you know, if you take the red pill, you know, you leave the Matrix, whatever. If you take the blue pill, you stay in your normal life. And he's like, I'll take the blue pill. And they're like, are you sure that you want to take the blue pill? Like while everyone's watching, and like Jim is like confused, and he's like, well, you know, I'm like getting married, and like I have a job that I really like. I don't care if it's all fake. And I'm like, that's adorable. Why did you guys leave this?
Yeah,
that's
no.
So funny.
Yeah,
I think my favorite prank comes from season 9, which is Asian Jim. Asian who doesn't love Asian Jim?
Asian Jim is my favorite prank from
from the entire show.
Yo, pick a PSA, one of you.
Okay. I think that's a good topic that we could talk to after, or we could talk about after the break. Is just
The Office?
I was gonna say like really good pranks or something like that.
Oh, I do love good pranks.
Either from The Office.
I've never
done The Office.
It's a social experiment. Oh, this image on this, it's not really a PSA, but it has...
That counts as a PSA.
It has a Third Eye Blind album on it, which is pretty cool. The artwork right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I see it.
For
it's
Third
blue.
Eye Blind's
yeah.
sophomore album, Blue.
Sophomore album. I don't really get naming albums like that.
Yeah.
It's like, no one says like a freshman album. No one says like a senior album, because what if they're going to make more? You know? A super senior album? All right. Chris has a message for us, I believe.
All right. Just some numbers to think about. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Some numbers to think about right here. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's most military spending.
Military spending.
This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford.
Wait, that was it?
Yeah, it's like three sentences.
It's just about how we spend too much on the military.
And on prisons.
And on prisons.
Go watch 13th.
I should really watch 13th at some point. I just... I don't need to be bummed out right now, you know?
Yeah, no. All right. Oh, man, this one had Happy Holidays. You should have read that one.
I'm sorry. Is that The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Okay, music time.
Yeah, let's figure out how to do this. All right.
Ow.
Ow.
While Zach is working on playing some music, me and Chris are now going to speak over the mic so there's not dead radio air. Words are a thing.
The next track
there we go.
We are all together. Standards of your heart. Is he dead?
Sit you down, father. Rest you.
And we're back. That was the Beatles with I Am the Walrus. Fantastic song.
Was that the one that was written solely to confuse people trying to interpret Beatles songs? Or, I know there was one.
That do you remember
I think that's Glass Onion.
Do you remember that song where if you play it backwards, it says, Paul is dead? That was awesome.
I'm pretty sure that's the entirety of Abbey Road. There we go. Gotta remember how to use this record player. Gotta keep them spinning.
All right. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. Not going to do the McConaughey today.
Why not?
I don't want to.
Every day is a good day for McConaughey.
I disagree.
No day is a good day for McConaughey.
That's generally true, I feel.
I hate that I have to live in a world where I have to say Matthew McConaughey is an Academy Award winning actor.
I think it's fine. I think
Matthew McConaughey
deserved it for that movie.
He won an Academy Award before Leonardo DiCaprio. That's the biggest robbery in history.
No, I disagree. And I still don't think that DiCaprio actually earned the Oscar that he got, but...
I didn't like The Revenant. I didn't like it.
It's stupid.
Oh. I didn't like it.
Yeah. He was like, he should have gotten one by now. I'm like, really, for what? Like, Titanic sucks.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Duh.
Yeah, that's actually true. He should have gotten it for Gilbert Grape, but like... He didn't...
The Departed?
Sorry, that's
what
happens.
The Departed Kid? Watched The Departed Kid?
Who's in The Departed that I was just thinking about? Sheen. Oh. Martin Sheen's in The Departed.
I was going to say Matt Damon.
Well, everybody's in The Departed.
Everybody who can pull off a fake Boston accent is in The Departed Kid.
It's kind of a terrible...
It's...
Most of them are terrible accents in that movie, but...
Alec Baldwin's is god-awful.
I love Alec Baldwin.
But his Boston accent is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible
really
kid.
Cringe-worthy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, whenever I hear the Boston accent in movies or whatever, I'm like, no, we don't
it's like,
do
we
that.
Don't sound like that.
We don't do that.
What I found is... Like, because I was always one of those people who was like, I don't have an accent. But I feel like there are definitely parts of my speech that are, like, quintessentially Boston.
There's definitely levels of accents. It's not going to sound like we have an accent just because we've grown up here and talk like it. And if you were to go to a different part, like a drastically different part of the country and speak, they'd be like, oh, wow, you sound like you're from Boston. But nowhere near, like, the car. Get the car from Dunk.
Especially
a lot of Dunks.
The speed at which we talk, you know? Mm-hmm. We talk very quickly.
It is a very quick speech, but it's not really what movies portray it as.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, but there are some people that do have that, it's just not everybody. So if you grew up in Dorchester, it's like,
Southie.
Yeah, like really.
Yeah, some are very, very
shout out to my cousin Steven. Heaviest Boston accent I've ever heard. It's fantastic.
I remember there was one day during orientation last year where Tufts Police were giving a presentation, a bunch of presentations, and like everyone has to like sit through it. And the one guy giving the presentation had like a really heavy accent, and people just couldn't like stop laughing, like Californians, because this was like their first exposure to it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, you guys suck. Like. He's just trying to talk, you know? He's just trying to talk. Literally, he was talking about, like, why it's important to, like, look both ways when you cross the street. Like, which is, I think, the funniest thing that has ever had to been said to a group of 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds. Yeah.
Important, though.
We got an entire video presentation about why it's important to look both ways when you cross the street. And honest to God, there are so many people that don't.
Hey, yeah. They just run.
Think about
right
some
out.
Of the PSAs that are in this book, though. And what we have to say. Sometimes.
Some of them are kind of stupid, but others are, you know, useful.
The one about maintaining your grill.
And ladder safety, I feel like, is...
ladder safety is quintessential.
I actually don't really know what ladder safety, like, what precautions I need to take. All I know is I need ladder safety.
Get yourself a DeWalt ladder. And I don't say that because they're sponsoring me. I say that because I'm a fan.
What's that from?
John Oliver.
Okay.
I gotta
love the liberal echo chamber. I do love the liberal echo chamber
so much.
I do too. I've got a coworker who's convinced that people only like John Oliver because he's British, and like people only respect what he has to say because he's British.
That's part of his charm.
But yeah, it's definitely part of his charm. I don't know. All right.
Your coworker might not be wrong.
Let's music this up.
Hello, goodbye. Right. Hello, goodbye.
What are we thinking?
Do you want to do another magical mystery tour?
Hello, goodbye.
Okay, let's see what I can do. You guys talk for a minute.
All right, now we will talk. What's going on, Chris? What's going on in your life?
Nothing.
That was really... Thank you.
And that was talking Chris's life.
Mitch's life.
So what's going on with you, Sean? How's the first semester up at UML going?
Pretty good, I like to say. Finally getting to sleep in now, so that's a fun aspect.
All right, that was talking Sean's life.
And we're back. That was Beatles with Hello, Goodbye. Actually, probably one of my favorite Beatles songs.
I think it's up there with me. It's up there. I think my number one Beatles song is Obladi Oblada.
I do love that one.
Or Dear Prudence. Those are two great tracks. Both off of the White Album.
Yeah.
Which nice. Are,
White Album's great.
White Album is fantastic.
My favorite Beatles album is Sgt. Pepper, but like my favorite songs do not come from Sgt. Pepper.
I think my
Sgt.
favorite...
Pepper is just a great album.
I love the White Album. It's great. I think I'd have to say my favorite's Rubber Soul, though.
I do like Rubber Soul.
Some great tracks on Rubber Soul.
Hold on. I'm trying to find this thing that someone posted on Facebook that I loved so much. And
oh, I thought you were trying to find something to make fun of me.
No, not at all.
For those of you, well, all of you, because you weren't aware of it, during the playing of the song, I read a piece of one of the office's scripts for an opening, and Zach just kind of gave me the most discouraged look and then started looking at his phone. So,
oh no,
thought he was doing something to make fun of me.
No, not at all.
Which is not uncommon.
Just, I'm searching. God, these people post a lot of memes.
There's a You Meme Lowell page where everyone from Lowell just posts the memes about Lowell.
Don't you wish you could like turn off memes on your Facebook? Not like the funny ones, but like the ones that your aunt posts that like have the minions in the corner that don't have anything to do with like minions or anything. Because those annoy me.
I don't really have that problem, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I generally think memes are like the death of political discourse.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Memes are the death of political discourse. I don't really have much more to say.
Our president-elect is a meme. So
no, I think
we're not going to talk about it, Chris.
There's been nothing that has annoyed me more over the past couple years or past year and a half now than the cesspool that is the Bernie Sanders dank meme stash. I don't need it. I don't need it in my life, and I don't think it needs to exist. My favorite thing was on the day that he endorsed Clinton at the rally that I was at, the page basically exploded, and it was the most entertaining thing that I've ever seen.
Because he sold out?
Yeah, because he sold out.
Sold out?
Yeah. Oh, that's enough. That's enough political talk. I don't need that in my life.
I'm just practicing for later on when all my like super racist conservative family members come over, and I have to deal with that.
Yeah, you got to get all that information. Vox had a really good article about that yesterday. That was most people suck at arguing. Here's how to not suck at arguing. just for that purpose. They've got some like rhetorical techniques or whatever.
There was a, like a skit on SNL last year's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Where they like, it was like Thanksgiving topics and it's like, do we talk about this? Everything was don't talk about it.
Yeah.
So pretty much just sit in silence at your Thanksgiving dinner table.
Yeah.
And it'll be great.
I wonder, that's like the idea of political arguments at the Thanksgiving table is such an interesting thing that's like entered our culture now. That's kind of just like a given thing.
Oh yeah.
You know, I wonder when that kind of entered, you know, is this something that's always been, you know, were there Thanksgiving dinners in like 1860 about like abolition, you know, that tore families apart? Or is it this like more due to like the growing polarization in our politics?
Yes.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. Right. Like when was the first time that like this became like a common occurrence.
I mean,
common enough occurrence you can basically assume that it happens at every.
If you think back, there's probably always an issue going on that's like very controversial that'll probably be the most likely talked about. Like the 20s is probably prohibition, pro or against it. 30s, I don't know. Maybe they just talked about
the New Deal. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That failing economy, maybe.
The 40s, the war. Maybe something.
Definitely the war. No, I don't think there's any like contention.
I don't know.
In the 40s about the war.
Maybe just specific.
Isolationism?
Maybe just very specific things. Maybe I feel like it would just be like, I feel like everyone's pretty much on board, but like,
yeah,
maybe just certain aspects of it are very specific things.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about World War II. It's like
definitely the Vietnam War.
You can't really, like, I don't know if I believe in the idea of like just war. Of like a just war, you know, but like I'd say World War II is like the closest thing that we've ever had to like a just war.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, oh, okay, we're fighting
Nazis
who want to exterminate people. Sounds good to me. Like that wasn't really the reason we were fighting, but like it is.
Are we talking about the world in the 1940s or America in 2016?
Heyo.
I had someone
argue that we shouldn't be calling the alt-right neo-Nazis because that's no way. We can't sway them if we keep calling them Nazis. And I'm like, but they're Nazis.
Yeah, we're not trying to sway them. We're trying to eliminate them.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure that like no one joins. Like I was reading this article that was basically saying like the goal of the alt-right as of now is to make people think that they are alt-right when they really aren't. You know, so, and the best way to do that is to say like, oh, well, they're not like really Nazis. They just like believe like in protectionist trade policy. It's like, no, that's not, they actually believe that whites are a superior race. This is like what they actually believe.
Yeah.
You know, they are Nazis.
Yeah. No, it's, there's no denying it.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who watches the video going around of their conference from DC, anyone who watches that cannot deny that like they are.
And someone was like, well, how would you feel if I took like a random video of random Black Lives Matter protesters who were rioting and said that that represents the whole group? I'm like, but these are the leaders.
This is the guy who is the proclaimed leader of it.
This is the alt-right, you know?
And you know what? I have the same haircut as them, and I feel like it sucks.
It makes me feel like really ashamed to be like a white person. Yeah. Like,
watch what you say. They might call you a bunch of like weird, strange, pseudo insults.
Howie Carr, we're calling you out.
Howie Carr, we're calling you out. BuzzFeed too.
Who is the editor-in-chief of BuzzFeed? We need to find that out.
It's a rabbit, I told you. Small rabbit in a cage.
Yeah, find the editor. I don't even know if they have, like, an editor-in-chief. Like, I don't know if they count as journalism enough. Google, like, the BuzzFeed masthead. I have no idea what it would say.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
I don't know who it is. And frankly...
I definitely don't know who it is.
Frankly, if I did, I would know who my enemy is in this world.
Yeah.
About BuzzFeed. Ben Smith, editor-in-chief.
That is such like a...
Google him.
See, Ben Smith...
Someone what your name is. What's your name? Ben Smith.
Like, I am so sure now...
My name is Stapler last name.
George Tropicana. Yeah. What? No, George Glass. George Glass.
What's the fake name from BoJack Horseman that Princess Carolyn uses?
Oh, God. I can't even remember my fake name sometimes.
Yeah. Ooh, I got a whole list of people.
Listen, Ben Smith is such a fake name that I know for a fact now that the editor-in-chief is just a rabbit in a cage now.
Yeah, I mean, I never trusted BuzzFeed to begin with, so...
BuzzFeed, we're calling you out.
BuzzFeed? What'll they think of next? I love Mr. Peanut Butter. So much.
Smith was called one of the most talented and admired Scoopmen. Scoopmongers in the game by the New Republic.
Yeah, because they take literally everything everybody else posts and post it on their website an hour later and doesn't credit anybody. That's how their business is run, and they are worth like $800 million.
Also with like weird stuff, so they'll be like, here's 20 things you didn't know about nipples, and like 14 of them would be like things you already knew about nipples.
Yeah. Like, is your target market someone who, like, has never heard of anything ever? Because half the stuff of the lists of things you'd never know about are things pretty much most people would know about. But, and then those, I mean, we kind of sound like hypocrites because part of our summer, like, radio shows was taking BuzzFeed quizzes. But we only did that ironically.
I don't know. Well, I still love BuzzFeed quizzes. Like, I took one yesterday that was, what Muppet are you? And I got... I got Sweetums, and I didn't like that.
Is that the...
Damn you, Ben Smith.
Yeah, damn Ben Smith. Ben Smith, we're calling you out if you exist.
Yeah, no.
If you exist.
Someone bring a rabbit in a cage. That's who we're calling.
No, I'd rather Howie Carr, to be honest. I'd rather debate Howie Carr on something. I don't know. What subject should we debate?
What about nothing to do with, like... anything relative to him or anything?
Yeah, what about it? What if it was like about ice cream? Yeah. Whoa. I was thinking ice cream before you said ice cream.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
That's strange.
Nerds.
We're on the same page here.
Yeah. Get on our page, Chris.
I'm thinking about pies because that's all I'm going to eat in the next, like, 7 hours.
So no turkey at your Thanksgiving? Just pies?
All eight of you.
No turkeys. Nothing. Just pie.
Wow.
I do like pie.
Next up, pies.
Pie is pretty good.
Next up, pies.
What is this?
Is anyone going to the football game?
No. When is that?
I woke up and threw on a flannel shirt, and my flannel shirt is like yellow and blue, which is the color of Malden High, which is who our alma mater plays on Thanksgiving. So
you can always maybe just zip up the jacket.
But I like this jacket opened. I think it looks cool that way.
Okay.
Okay, final thoughts. Last song. Wow.
That was Talking Jackets.
Final thoughts. This was fun to be on again with the three
of
us.
My pleasure.
Hopefully we'll get to do it at some other point.
Hopefully we can... This vinyl thing is not working out. Very tough.
We have such a limited selection of vinyl.
Well, I mean, I brought like a certain amount.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we, listen, we got to figure out the mixer one, and then we can do that.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Yeah, it's been a good time. We'll try to get come back with more segments, dear readers, more banter.
Yeah.
When the Astro Hour returns
someday
in like December, probably.
Until then, just keep
looking. Once everyone leaves.
Until then, just keep looking towards the stars.
That's stupid. I hate that.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Zach, don't cry.
I'm about to turn on the B-side of Jack White's Lazaretto, the single, which is their live cover of Elvis Presley's Power of My Love.
Mm-hmm.
Great song.
Uh-huh. Nice. Uh-huh.
I'm saying that now because it's going to take me about 30 seconds to actually get it to play, but here we go.
All right.
You've been listening to WMFO in Medford. I've been Zach.
I've been Sean.
I've been Chris. Happy trails to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Until we meet again. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.